RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550, your weekly spot for local golf talk here in Western New York. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Brian Koziol, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester joining us from the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. We'll get Kevin in just one moment. We're live this morning at one of our home clubs at Lancaster Country Club, and a little rainy start, but should be an opportunity to get some golf in this weekend. So we're looking forward to that, and we appreciate you being with us here this morning over the course of the next hour. Coming up in just one moment, we'll be joined by a couple of guests from Lancaster Country Club, the general manager, Christina Bennett, and also the Women's Association president, Kathy Simme. We're excited at 7:30 to have Brian Carnes, who's the PGA Championship Director. Brian, of course, getting busy and final preparations in for the PGA Championship will be just down the road in Rochester at Oak Hill coming up in just mid-May. And we're excited, everybody in Western New York, to have a major championship event here in Western New York. We'll also get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week with Jeff. It's his expertise to get you better, to get your golf game improved. With that, we say good morning to Jeff Mitis, our PGA Pro. Hi, Jeff.
Morning. It's a little more than a little rain this morning.
A little rain.
As we were driving here, it was a little sketchy. But yeah, it's spring is coming, and still you'll be able to get out today. It's 50-something degrees. The water will fade away, and it might be a little wet, but great. Yeah, it's time to start playing golf. If you wait for a good day, you don't always get to play.
Well, good advice.
Yes.
Nice job.
Yes.
Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team, joining us here on the line. Kevin, good morning.
Well, you know, good morning, guys. And as I recall Jeff saying on the show a few times, it's an outdoor sport,
right.
Golf. And as I like to say, you know what? They make rain gear, and I own it. So get out there.
We know you have rain gear, Kev. Yes. You got a lot of gear.
Multiple sets.
He's dripping with gear, yes.
Kevin, we're at one of our home clubs today where, of course, you play at Lancaster Country Club. And I know you've gotten a few rounds in already, I'm sure.
I've been out twice. My wife's been out more. She absolutely loves it. So it's awesome that you have Kathy Simi there with you. I would tell you, last weekend, you know, we had an unbelievable stretch of weather. I hate hyperbole. So this isn't hyperbole. I don't think the course has looked better. It was incredible. It was in an incredible shape last week. It's unbelievable. I love our golf course. It's a phenomenal place to play golf.
That's great. Let's bring in our two guests from Lancaster here, Christina Bennett, the general manager, and Kathy Simi, the Women's Association president. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us in here today.
Thank you for interviewing us this morning.
Yeah. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Yeah. You guys excited for the golf season, too, here to get going?
Absolutely.
It's already kicked off.
How often have you played already, Kathy?
I played twice, and I was shocked how good the course is. The condition is beautiful. The greens, the fairways, I was quite impressed.
That's great. And we know this year, for those that may be familiar with Lancaster Country Club, a little unique, different challenge, what's happening this year. Christine, why don't you give everybody just a little background of kind of what the last few months have been like for those that maybe don't know.
Thank you. Well, since right after the Christmas, we had the Christmas blizzard, and we suffered a severe water breaks, and our clubhouse got really badly damaged from that. But we are recovering quickly and going through some major phases of rebuild and remodeling. And so we've done a lot of strategies of making sure that we're going to still be able to have a great golf season. So we have made we put a bar outside, a great outdoor dining. I have from California, I have a kitchen coming in that'll be here next week. So we're not going to interrupt any food and beverage services outside. Pool's going to open up. Golf is already underway.
It hasn't affected golf.
Golf is off. We've already had, two tournaments? Leagues are already been playing. People are enjoying themselves. It's just going to be a great season.
We're excited. Opportunity, though, really, isn't it? I know the place well, and now, I mean, you're kind of down to bare studs.
Yeah.
And so now you got a chance to do some pretty cool stuff with your clubhouse space.
We are excited. It is so beautiful. We're working with a great design team at Kidney Architects Firm. And with a great subcommittee also helping design this clubhouse, it's going to be beautiful. Just competitive with all the other clubs in the area.
Yeah, we saw the designs there. It looks like it's going to be a pizza oven.
Yep, pizza oven and the grill room.
That's where you got me.
A big, big wood fire grill pizza oven. Just a beautiful space.
Yeah, Kathy, how about go ahead, Kevin, if you want to jump in.
I want to jump in because I appreciate Christina's energy with this too, and I think that's certainly important for the members of the club. And Kathy will probably echo that also. But it's important to hear because, you know, Brian, after this event happened, you know, and a lot of people from the blizzard maybe had damage to their homes and such. But I had a few people in the community come up to me and say, "Oh, I know you're at Lancaster, and boy." You know, the clubhouse blew up. I'm like, whoa. You know, the old rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated here. No, it didn't happen. Yes, you know, we had an event that caused a significant amount of damage. But as Jeff said, the opportunity is tremendous here to kind of re-envision how it's going to look. And I'm excited about the plans. You know, not just I'm excited about a pizza oven. Let's not kid ourselves. I love pizza.
I stopped and stared for a while, Kevin, just imagined it. Yes.
But that's just a small example of what Christina and the team and the board of directors and members saying, all right, hey, what can we do here that's a little different? What have we always wanted to do here? You know, what can we do in the locker rooms? There's so many aspects of it that I'm excited about. And sure, it's going to take time, and it's, you know, it's going to be different. But I think the members are energetic. Kathy, am I right about this?
Absolutely. In fact, we have our June guest day coming up, and we were on the fence of whether we wanted to hold it just because of what's happened.
Yeah.
And my board met. We decided, you know what, let's do it because they come here to play our golf course, obviously. And I think the renderings are going to be up, so they're going to see what our clubhouse is going to look like in the future, which I think is going to be very exciting.
Plus, you can still play golf.
Well, that's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can still play golf. You can still eat. Yeah.
And we can still make it fun. In fact, our theme is going to be around the world in 18 holes. So
I
we're
love
not
the
sure
theme.
how it's gonna work, but it's going to be fun. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, people are here to play golf, as you said.
Right.
And with the golf course being ready to go and in great shape, that's a big piece of it. As the weather turns and people maybe want to be around their club more often as it is would be here in April. If the golf course wasn't ready, well, then there would be some obviously major challenges. But the fact that that piece is already there, yep. People are going to be excited to come play. I think just, you know, you guys kind of gave us a tour here before the show walking around. I'm excited for you guys to see kind of how this all plays out. And I'm sure, Kathy, you and other members are thinking like, ooh, look what could happen over here.
Exactly.
Or this is going to be great when this is there. You know, Kev just mentioned the pizza oven. Like, I mean,
it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And for when we have our when we do events and we're still doing our Monday tournaments, we have protected outdoor dining spaces, too, for the meal parts of those tournaments, too. So it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Who's booked the first wedding? There's got to be someone who says, all right. The construction's done.
I do have a wedding, but it's not until 2024.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That'll be the first one. That couple's going to be
they're lucky.
They get to take the bottle of champagne across the bow of the ship, you know, and christen it. So,
hey, my grandparents got married back here years and years and years ago. So there's a lot of weddings that have gone through here.
Yeah.
This golf course is I think a great layout, and Jeff, you know it well from being the pro here for many years, and Kevin, you've played it now, obviously. Many times over the course of your membership here. Jeff, let's start with you. What do you like about the golf course?
You know, I think the variety of holes and the different shots you have to hit and how it uses the land, some great par threes. You know, I look at number two, a lot of people haven't played the golf courses, but there's a lot of shots where maybe you have a blind shot here, you have an uphill shot there, you've got to hit some good tee shots. If you drive it well, you have an opportunity. It's got good length, and it's always in good shape. Yeah, so it's a fun golf course to play. It's well designed. It's got that old parkland feel to it, and like I said, it's always in good shape, good topography. Yeah, just really, really fun to play. Yeah, well maintained, makes it nice also.
Brian, it's unique. There's a couple things that I want to jump in that are unique about the golf course. And one of the first ones, and I think the one all the members love, is there's an internal par three course. And that's one of the tournaments that has happened already, which I'm so disappointed I was out of town and couldn't partake in the Kistner par three tournament. But we have custom turf mats on every hole. So they're near the cart path, but you know, they're kind of out of the way so they don't interfere regular play, but they give you different angles on the holes. So there's 18 holes of that in internal par three, and it's so much fun to do that. It's great for the kids to go out there and just some, little variety in it. And also, you know, our weather, not fantastic today in Western New York, but we're still allowed to get out on the golf course and play from that. So that's something that I know other members of other clubs are jealous about because they've told me, and some clubs that might surprise you, fellas. And then secondly, sometimes you just want to go out and play nine holes, Brian. Well, it's tough to play just nine at Lancaster. So you play 11. So I love that part of it, too.
I agree.
It's kind of the halfway part there. Our halfway house is between, the fifth tee and the 12th tee. So, you know, if the round's not going great early on, you can, you know, get a little swing juice perhaps there. And you also hit the halfway house twice. So
I've heard that happens.
Kind of unique too. Yes.
I've heard people do that. It's weird.
Kathy, what do you like about the golf course?
Let's see. Well, I think it's very women-friendly. That's what I do enjoy about the course, the layout. I agree with what Jeff said. And also, the par three mats is just a great way to keep your swing going when the weather is not so nice. You can still go out and swing the club. In fact, I birdied 14 the first day I was out. I've never birdied 14, and that's a par three.
Nice.
We call that the easiest par five hole on the course.
She's not kidding. It is the toughest green to hit on the golf course. But that's part of it too, right? I mean, think of how many times, Kathy, I know you've probably played the golf course a gazillion times. I have too. And figuring out this golf course. I'm sorry. It's so tough to figure out. I think that's part of the challenge of golf. And you'll be on a green that you've played 1,000 times and you're like, okay, I think this does this, but it doesn't. I think that's a testament to the design of the golf course and how the golf course is maintained, that there's still a lot of mystery, if you will, on the golf course. And to Kathy's point about women-friendly, we are probably, well, again, at risk of hyperbole, but we might be the most inclusive golf course in Western New York when it comes to access to golf, when you can golf. The Women's Association is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. The men are jealous of all the events and things that women do. You guys have a dinner coming up, too. We don't do dinners. That's amazing.
You also don't have themes for your events.
No, you don't have themes.
No.
You don't have a booklet. You don't have a booklet. You know.
No.
Kathy, I remember you had the booklet last time we had you on. You got it again. That's great.
Yeah, we're updating that.
The women are always more organized. I'll just put it that way. Yes.
Well, listen, here, I'll give you an example. You know, my wife started taking up the game, and Jeff, you've helped her. Thank you. But she is in absolute love with the game of golf, and it's not just the game of golf. I think it's because of the group of women that have welcomed her at Lancaster Country Club and the events and such. So, you know, people like to belong to things. And I think Kathy and everybody do an unbelievable job with making it less intimidating to play golf.
You know, if I can jump in, it's a big barrier to golf, and a lot of people that play golf, that is one of the barriers, is just getting to the golf course and feeling comfortable.
Right.
And when you have an inclusive group like that and just take someone out there for the first time and let them know that it's fun and it's okay to hit bad shots and it's okay to pick up and it's okay to giggle and laugh when you're playing golf, just make someone comfortable on the golf course the first time. Goes a long way to creating golfers.
You know, and we offer different tournaments for different levels of players, too, which is nice. You know, the handicap tournaments. And
I was going to say about the two and out. You want to talk about the two and out?
We have a two and out league, which is for ladies who are getting interested in learning to play the game of golf. So they come out and they play two holes. They learn the rules. They learn how to, you know, the course. And it gets them excited in hopes that they come and play.
And now they're
doing nine-hole league.
And they're doing that while the ladies are playing their league night. So they finish up when those ladies are coming in. So afterwards they get to
everybody
be part
gets together.
Of that camaraderie.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to have a three-hole league for beginner ladies. So you'd teach them a clinic and then you'd push them into a three-hole league and then it became six holes the next year and then nine holes. Yeah, and that's a good way to grow the game and just as long as you're having fun, who cares what you're doing,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Kevin, I know we've mentioned this, but I mean, you are covering the biggest golf events here in the country. You know, you are doing another one this week here. I'm sure you've seen a growth. You know, one thing we were going to bring up with Kathy, we'll do it now here, the growth of golf with girls and with women, that all of a sudden, like, it has exploded. And I'm sure you're seeing that even, Kevin, in the amount of volume of spectators that you're seeing at these PGA Tour events.
Oh, it's no question. Yeah, it's... the look of it has changed, you know, for the better. So it's not just women, Brian, it's, people of all walks of life. And you know, that's just what the game has done. That's what Tiger Woods has done. And you know, there's still certainly a lot more, to go, but yeah, absolutely. And frankly, Jeff, you know, you have to get more people involved in the game for it to survive, you know?
51% of people are women. Get them into the golf game. Let's get them playing. Why alienate half your base? Yeah, let's just make it more fun for everybody. Yeah, things like the Augusta Women's National Amateur Tournament has helped, and the women that are playing so well today and the increase in the women's purses are driving more kids to the game, and clubs like this where they make it easy for people to assimilate into a club and learn to play the game, that's all those things are good, and that's what we need to do more of.
Yeah, we should mention, Brian, couples nights. There's plenty of those because, let's face it, deciding to join a club, that's a family decision, and there's so much, so many family opportunities, you know, golf for kids and couples opportunities at Lancaster.
I mean, we have one coming up in June, and
it's going to, they always sell out. We usually have about 80 to 100 people playing in these tournaments, or not, they're not tournaments, but they're a fun thing we do on Friday nights once a month in the summer. And they come in, they go out, they have a great time, they're having a good time, and that way the couples get to go out together.
Yeah, it's a nice, fun evening event for, instead of a date. It's kind of like a date night.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody's having fun with their friends and coming out together. So,
Kathy, why don't you tell us about some of the other events I know that you have planned for the year here. I know there's some cool stuff you have coming up.
Yeah, so Kevin had mentioned, excuse me.
That's all right.
post-nasal drip, I think. This Wednesday we have our opening dinner for our association. So that's the night where we get together, we see everybody, we let them know what's going on. May 21st is our spring handicap, so that's our kickoff handicap tournament. Our summer league, as Christine had mentioned, it begins May 3rd, so that lasts through the end of August. And then we hold our member in June. And I had mentioned we have our guest day, which we're excited about. And
so you got a full slate, it sounds like.
We have a full slate, So we're
Goes on for the and then there's the closing day and the closing day dinner. Yep.
And the men's too.
And one of the other unique things we have at the end of the year is a Solheim Cup.
Oh, okay.
So that's fun. Yeah.
Christina, for those that maybe want to give information possibly about membership or coming just to see the facility, how can they do that?
They can just call the club or email the club. All of our information is on our website and or just by calling Lancaster Country Club. And I've been bringing in quite a few new members this week even. And we are excited about that because right now we're doing a new introductory memberships because of what we have going on here. And we do expect things to be different because of next year. Things, our offer is a little more modest this year because of the challenges that we have here. But next year, it's going to be a whole nother ball game. So we want people to still come in and join the club. I just signed up 11 new memberships this week.
That's so great.
Can I translate that, Brian? Get in now.
Exactly.
Kev's more of the salesperson.
I just wanted to not just say that. Yeah. But
go ahead, Kev. You can.
I do want to say that, quite a few of them are junior executives. So we've got a big...
younger clientele coming in.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting to me. I mean, they're between 25 and 30 years of age, and that's exciting as well.
You're starting to see that in the golf industry, the age of the clubs, country club memberships are going down, where it used to be above 55 to 60 was your average age. Now,
why do you think that is, Jeff?
I think because of everything we're talking about here, as more and more people are getting into the game, there's more avenues. It used to be very stuffy. You played 18. You did this. There's a lot more nine-hole rounds. You've got these two and out for the ladies. You've got, juniors that have watched all Tiger's life, and now they're becoming golfers. And it's an important, golf's an important part of a lot of people's lives, and this is a great place to play golf. So you can see why people, why the age of clubs are starting to come down.
And the piece you said, too, about, and Kev, you brought it up, too, just the openness of inviting that, hey, everybody can come in here. You don't necessarily have to be certain age, certain genders.
Right.
You don't have to shoot a certain score.
Right.
And, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can come in and involving families and kids and stuff like that. We know that we talk junior golf every week on the show.
Yeah, I remember being at clubs where women weren't allowed there on Wednesdays, and it was men's day only. And if someone was playing nine, you thought that was odd. Like, why would you just play nine? You're here to play golf. So those things have made golf's become much more accessible, even in the attire and everything else that's changed in the last 10, 15 years in golf have made it, I think, more people can get engaged, and you realize it doesn't have to be a super elite or an expensive sport. You can play inexpensively and still have a ton of fun.
Yep. Kev, before we let you go here, how about just one thought on the PGA Tour event down in New Orleans there, the Zurich Classic? It's a different format this week, correct?
Yeah, it's the team events. It's not match. It's not matches for teams. It is, score. For the event. It was interesting going into yesterday, the defending champions, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, they set a record last year, 13 under par, shot 59 in best ball, okay? So it's like
is it best ball or better ball?
You know what it is? It's called four ball. Okay. That's
correct. You're right.
Yeah, we've got to make it more classy. But anyhow,
that's right. I just said that. Darn it.
So they started yesterday's round in foursomes, which is alternate shot, outside of the cut line. What do? They went out and shot a tournament record 9 under par 63 in alternate shot. It was incredible. They are two back of the lead. So I think it's going to be a fun day. We're back to foursomes. Excuse me, four ball today, where they play their own golf ball. So it's a cool event. It's unique. It should be a fun weekend.
Kevin, how can people listen to you?
I'll be on I'm on PGA Tour Live this week on ESPN Plus Stream 2. Marquee group coverage will be getting underway 9:45 Eastern this morning. So join us there. Myself, Will McKenzie, Craig Perks on the ground, and we debated slow play the other day. We talked a lot about the rules of golf. So you're not just getting the golf shots; you're getting some good golf talk and banter on Stream 2 today.
Excellent. I have that on my list. Jeff and I are going to discuss that a little bit later with our tip of the week. But yeah, that certainly has been a topic. But Kevin, we'll be listening to you on PGA Tour Live. Thanks for joining us. And you want to give the final word here on Lancaster? I know you enjoy playing it so much here.
Yeah, I want the weather to clear up for when I return home next week so I can get out there and play.
Excellent. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you.
Christina Bennett, the Kevin Sylvester down in New Orleans for the Zurich Classic, of course, part of our TD Green team. He is a member here at one of our home clubs at Lancaster Country Club. Christina Bennett, the general manager, Kathy Simme, the Women's Association president, and you can contact either of them for more information. Also, you can check out their website, lccny.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us here this morning. We appreciate it. Good luck with all the new exciting renovation and plans.
It is exciting.
Show
those potential members of the plans. Yeah, right.
It is. I mean, it is when you're walking through and you show me the plans and you're like, here's what it's going to, like, you get that kind of like adrenaline rush of like, ooh, this, like, just to kind of picture like what it's going to end up like. I think that, I'm sure you're feeling
renovating your home. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is exciting. I mean, we are all pumped up. I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity for all of us.
Yeah, it's fun. It's going to be fun to see the transformation of this.
It's all positive from here now, right? Yeah,
it's all good.
It's not a forever process either, you know. So, I mean,
we survived COVID. You know, when I think about it, COVID, we still played golf.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So it's,
and during
it's
COVID,
really
for a lot of the time there, you can't be in the clubhouse together, or you can't dine next to each other.
Like, together.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. We survived that, and we adapted, and we made it work. And then it's going to be a great golf season here, too. So thanks again for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank
Christina
you.
And Kathy from Lancaster Country Club. Again, lccny.com for more information. Okay, we will take a timeout here on Tee to Green as we broadcast live from Lancaster Country Club. When we come back, some information. If you're going to the PGA Championship next month at Oak Hill, Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship director, are going to join us live. He'll give you all the necessary information. When we return with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Culziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green, back at Lancaster Country Club after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you pay at the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Western New York section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, finding a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Back on Tee to Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold, as always, doing a wonderful job back in our Amherst studios as our producer today. Big thanks to Christina Bennett, the general manager, and Kathy Simi, the Women's Association president here at Lancaster Country Club, for joining us. Again, if you want any information, LCCNY.com. Kevin Sylvester, of course, third man of our team, joined us first segment. He's down in New Orleans covering the Zurich Classic. We'll get a little bit deeper at the leaderboard coming up a little bit later on in our show. We're hoping to be joined here shortly by Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship Director. We'll hopefully get a hold of him here in just a moment. But you heard, it is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And Jeff, one of the topics this week down at the Zurich Classic has been slow play. Patrick Cantlay's been interviewed quite a bit about some of the comments we heard at the Masters about guys said they're playing slow. When Brooks Koepka and John Rahm were together, they were making comments quite a bit, not only about Cantlay, but the groups in front of them. We know Koepka and Rahm are some of the quicker players on tour. We've heard players quite a bit this week kind of be vocal about slow play. So we're going to talk about tips for just us playing. But how about just what is your thought on the PGA Tour slow play issue right now?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to resolve it because they don't penalize anybody when they're slow. And it's, you know, it's a couple warnings before you do get penalized. So there's no culture of fast play out there. And I think that's part of it. I understand they're playing for a ton of money and their livelihoods and every shot matters. But I always tell beginners that the most important thing to learn when you're a beginner golfer, people don't care what you shoot. They care how fast you play and if you just keep up and stuff like that. So, I don't know how the PGA Tour is going to resolve it. They are playing golf, difficult facilities, but, it's kind of intractable. It's in college. It's everywhere. It's a problem in golf that we need to resolve.
Yeah, we can pick up more on this in a few minutes, but let's bring in our guest. We do have Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship Director, joining us here on Tee to Green on WGR. Brian, good morning. It's Brian Colziel and Jeff Mitis here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Yeah, good to hear your voice again, Brian. You're getting ready to ramp up. You got anything going on in the next month or so, or are things just hanging out down there?
Mostly just hanging out, but it's all kind of hitting that full, you know, speed ahead home stretch that obviously brings a lot of kind of chaos and, a lot of long hours, long days. But at the same time, it's really, really a fun part of my job to see everything come together because, you know, all of the structures, everything that's being built right now, we've been looking at, you know, these maps, these 2D maps, 3D maps for the last 2 years. So you kind of get to a point where you're ready just to have it all built and really to open up the gates because it's a long 2 years. But we're finally here. So I think everybody's really excited and course is in great shape. And I think just the general momentum that we have in golf right now is it's setting up for a really incredible week.
I'm going to be there Thursday and I'm excited to see it because, you know, you see it like when you're at the event and everything's filled up. But when they're building out that infrastructure, you said 2D, 3D mats. What were you referring to there? I didn't know what that was.
Sorry. So, you know, really where we start when we come out to Oak Hill and, you know, obviously we've got a little bit of a blueprint going back to 2019, 2013, where things are going to go. But really the place we start from a planning standpoint is we have a design company that comes in and they start to based on the topography, you know, they utilize, you know, 3D Google aerials and we'll drop and they'll go, okay, we can put the merchandise shop there. We can put the main entrance here. And so basically it develops, you know, probably there's four or five different versions of these maps of each little area. And so when I say 2D, it's, you know, you're looking at it in two dimensions. So you're just seeing, you know, a box on top of the Oak Hill range and that's the merchandise shop. And so it's that's kind of the process. So you're looking at it. It's almost like when, you know, you'd be building a home and you're looking at blueprints
and okay, that's how it's going to look. And then it starts to get framed out and come together. And it's a very similar process for us in terms of how we build it. So it's exciting to see it, you know, kind of drawings come to life in a very real way.
Brian, how about just maybe a little timeline perspective? I know fans are going to be there in a few weeks and everything's going to be set up with bleachers and merchandise tents. And as you said, you know, the main entrance and all sorts of different hands-on activities, the scoreboards, you know, concessions, everything. How much in terms of the physical actual work has been going on the golf course and also the planning piece? Like how much of a timeline has this been for you and your team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, because I was here in 2019 for the senior PGA, you know, we were having discussions 4 years ago about what this was going to look like and what the, you know, the customer experience was going to be. And that's certainly our goal, particularly in a market like Rochester, where fans are used to coming out. They're used to our championships. There's a little bit of a pressure to exceed expectations to say, okay, what are we going to do different this time? How are we going to make it a little bit better? Because this is not the kind of market that you could pull one over on these fans, just because they're so knowledgeable and everybody's got a story from a championship from the past. And so that's really been the timeline, is the last 4 years kind of thinking about this. And you know, some of the things are site specific. We think about what we're doing at Oak Hill, but then we also spend a lot of time, you know, just in general with our vendors who, you know, build our tents, who do our concessions. And I think, you know, at this point, a lot of people are aware that what's one of the big differences from, you know, past championships to this is we now are working with Delaware North, or Patina is the group within Delaware North that is handling our concessions and premium hospitality food service. And they've brought some incredible ideas to the table, one of which is the food inclusive program we have. So everybody that bought a championship plus ticket, which is the majority of folks coming out, all of their concessions and non-alcoholic beverages are included in the cost of the ticket. And so that's the byproduct of us thinking about stuff for a long time and thinking, how can we get better, and getting, you know, creative, and then, you know, executing. And so last year was the first year that we instituted that program or included it in the cost of the ticket. So we feel like we worked out some of the kinks, and we've got a really great, you know, great concept that I think people are going to love when they come out.
What, Brian, what the all-inclusive idea, is that something that you felt was a demand or like spectators were looking for that? Was that for efficiency? I mean, you know, many people that are going to Oak Hill next week maybe obviously wouldn't have necessarily been in Tulsa last year when you first implemented it. So why did you guys maybe make that change? Why do you think it's maybe beneficial to both you running the event to make it more smoother, but also to the fans that are going to be there?
Yeah, I think it's kind of two parts. The first is that, you know, you're starting to see it a little bit more in the industry. And even though, you know, we're different, our whole operational system is different. Let's say, you know, an NFL team in a permanent structure with 8 home games a year spread out over 3 months, we're still looking around at what everybody else is doing and how can we, you know, bring new policies and food programs and experiences that we're seeing in the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. And so that was something that there's been a handful of places, you know, across sports that started to institute that. And you've always had food inclusive, let's say, in hospitality areas, you know, small premium venues. But we felt like, again, A, this was something that people were looking for, something a little bit different. But to your point, it's also really adds to our efficiency. So when the you know, the cost of the food and beverage is built into the ticket, we can plan accordingly. So what people will notice when they come out is that instead of, you know, walking up to a concession and somebody sitting there, you know, studying the board, I mean, you're talking about slow play. I sort of think there's sort of a slow concession.
Yeah, no register
well,
either.
You know, the person, you're right, the person that gets up there and goes, well, what about that? What about that? So really, it's more of a grab and go. We do have point of sale systems, so we're, you know, we're sort of, people are showing their wristbands, they're checking out, but it's really, really fast. And so we've eliminated some of those, you know, long concession lines. It's not going to take you 45 minutes to get a burger or a bottle of water. And that's, again, kind of the concept is that, you know, somebody doesn't have to feel like, hey, I'm going to go and try to get everything at once. You can, you know, stop by the concession stand, grab a bag of chips and a Diet Pepsi, and then, you know, two holes later, you can grab a burger when you get hungry. And so it's I think that's what we saw. And the feedback in terms of surveys and just the general, you know, asking people what their experience is like. It was much better in the past. And I think it was tied to A, they weren't waiting and they didn't have to go into their pocket. I mean, anyone's going to feel better when they bought their ticket, you know, almost a year ago. And then now they're walking out, they're going, oh, I don't have to do anything in terms of spending money.
Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship director here with us on Tee to Green, as we're obviously less than a month away from the PGA Championship at Oak Hill in Rochester. Brian, before we let you go, just a couple of logistic things. If you were going to give one message to fans coming to the event, what do they need to know? What do you want them to experience beyond, of course, watching the best in the world hit golf shots on the course? What do you want them to know and make sure that they experience?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, I think it's first and foremost, it's just, you know, do your homework ahead of time. We've got a lot of information coming out in the next 2 weeks about, you know, how to download tickets. That's something new, the electronic tickets. But what I would encourage people to do is, A, you know, certainly look at the protocols, figure out where to park. We've got great transportation systems set up, whether, you know, it's general public at Monroe Community College. We've got, you know, great ride share opportunities. There's, I think, just plan ahead. And we have some of that forthcoming. So I know probably people are out there thinking, well, when's the spectator guide going to be released? That's all going to be, you know, by the end of next week, that information will be out there. So just, you know, plan ahead. But I think, you know, look at who's going to play. Look when the pairings come out the week of, identifying. And I always tell people, you know, try to go out there, you know, find a spot on the golf course. There's some really great new views. I think what they've done with the restoration, Andrew Green, the fifth hole at Oak Hill, I think there's a great viewing spot out there. And I think people, you know, if they haven't been out there, they're naturally drawn to the clubhouse or really the heavy traffic areas. But I always encourage people, you know, look at the course map, find a spot on, you know, out maybe by 16 green at Oak Hill or one of those spots that you're not going to have those crowds, and just, you know, find a spot, sit down, and watch some of these golfers come through, because I think it really is such a special opportunity to see these golfers once a decade. And then there's going to be some great names. I mean, you look at the top 10 in the world rankings compared to 10 years ago and then compared to 20 years ago, and it's all changed. And so there's a great new crop, and I'm excited to see how they take on the challenge of the East course.
And your next posting is on Long Island, did I hear?
It's on Long Island, yes. So it's I'm staying in the state of New York, and but
lucky you,
downstate. Yep. But lucky me, and so get to keep that going. But yeah, gonna head back, essentially, you know, a week after the PGA Championship, head back to New York City and be there for the Ryder Cup. And we've already, you know, got a few things going there. We launched our corporate hospitality sales in the fall, so I've been pulling double duty a little bit. But yeah, it's exciting to know that, you know, that the Ryder Cup is going to be on Long Island. I think Bethpage being a state park is an incredible opportunity to do a Ryder Cup there. But we've had it circled on our calendar really ever since we signed that deal, because as big as the Ryder Cup has become, you know, doing it in Kohler, Wisconsin and Minneapolis, it's, you know, it's great markets, but, you know, New York City is, I think, going to be just, I think we're going to take it to a new level there, and Bethpage is such a special place. So I'm excited to get through this, but then excited to get back and get rolling with the 25 Ryder Cup.
It is a cool venue, Bethpage, that whole complex with all the courses, and as you mentioned, being in the New York City area, like, it just, it adds another,
yeah, it's gonna be cool,
little extra buzz to everything. And I, you know, I was there for the U.S. Open when it first came, and then of course the PGA Championship. And it is it's a cool layout. It's a really tough test of golf too for that black course. For the Ryder Cup, that should be fun. But
yeah, Oak Hill's easy.
I didn't mean that, obviously. Well, Brian, we really appreciate it. We know that you've probably done 1,000 interviews, including some with us here at Tee to Green. So thank you so much for giving us a few minutes this morning, giving fans an opportunity to to get some more information out for spectators and fans coming to the event. Good luck, and we look forward to seeing you in a few weeks in Rochester.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you soon.
All right. Have a good rest of your weekend, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship Director, joining us here. By the way, we have a longer interview with Brian that asks some different questions. If you go to our Twitter handle, at TDG Buffalo, pinned right at the top, Jeff, I know you and one of our Tee to Green members, Jeff Blank, who does our weekly bets each week. You guys had a nice discussion with Brian a few weeks ago.
Yep, and we did an interview. Yeah, he's been very, very...
different questions.
Yeah,
got a little bit longer format. And yeah. Yeah, he's been great. And, you know, trying to get information out if you're going. Lots of cool things. The renovations at Oak Hill,
yeah.
I think, I'm really looking forward to seeing how that plays out.
Yeah, and it was interesting, you know, they take those topo maps so you can know where to put this tent because you have this many square feet. I also like to look at the logistics as a PGA professional at that stuff. And he's got a pretty cool job, too. Kev's got a cool job. He's got a pretty cool job, too. He goes from here to run the Ryder Cup. So that's pretty nice.
If you're going to Oak Hill, take that moment and just appreciate all that when you're walking through. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, the organization when you get dropped off at Oak Hill through the entrance, just everything that they have set up, all the infrastructure, the bleachers, the seating, the merchandise, the scoreboards, the hospitality tent, the concession. Like,
you do breeze through it.
The wiring, the cameras, the scoreboard, everything. Like, you're going to... They literally, you're kind of making your own city on property.
And it is more, I was in Tulsa last year for the PGA Championship.
That's right, you went.
And, you know, they had the wristband thing, and, you know, you did not wait in lines for stuff like that. And even the merchandise tents, you breeze through. And it is engineered to move people through quickly and get everybody expedited to the, and it's a good experience. It's not a negative experience in any way. It's a very enjoyable golf experience, especially to have it so close to home. Rochester, greatest courses, one of the greatest courses in the world. My home organization, PGA, running the event. So it's super exciting. We've been pointing to this for a couple of years now.
That's right. Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship Director. We appreciate him coming on. Okay, when we come back, we'll pick up our thoughts there on that slow play with Patrick Cantlay. Jeff will give you his tip how you cannot be the guy that people are saying.
Don't be that guy.
That says, I don't want to play with that guy. He takes forever to play. Jeff's going to give you some tips on that. And we'll also get you caught up to date on what's happening on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, and the LPGA Tour. With Jeff Meadus, I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green as we are live at Lancaster Country Club. Coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and Patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Niccolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Barn Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
History will be made this summer at the Porter Cup. For the first time in its 64 years, the Porter Cup will be a combined men's and women's event. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston will once again host this great annual amateur golf event from Wednesday, July 12th through Saturday, July 15th. The tournament has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. Spectators are welcome and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit PorterCup.com and follow them on social media at PorterCup. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
7:51. Welcome back here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel with you, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. It's a time now for a check of our PGA Tour leaderboards. This week, it is a team event. We heard earlier this week, earlier in the show, Kevin Sylvester down at the Zurich Classic, a partner format this week on the PGA Tour, and it's a little different because they play different formats. Thursday, the best ball or better ball format, and then yesterday, Jeff, a really tough format, alternate shot, which is tough to play.
Yeah, it feels like there's more pressure on you when you hit a bad shot. You'd rather hit it just for yourself and do the recovery. When you put your partner in a bad spot, it never feels good.
Yeah, Bo Hostler and Wes Clark are your leaders right now. Wyndham Clark, rather, excuse me, are your leaders right now. They are at 16 under par, and then a large group that are tied right now at 15 under par also that includes Sung Jae-im and Keith Mitchell. Those two are playing together. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, maybe the biggest headline pair. They're in a tie for fourth right now at minus 14.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Golf Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. And we have the Club Corp Classic in Las Colinas Country Club. And in first is Alex Chayka, Rob LeBritz, who's a club pro, Mark Hensby, and they're all at 5 under. Also, just as a note, we had David Duval and John Daly play in this event this week. They struggled a tiny bit. How far back did they say?
Yeah, they played in the Zurich Classic.
Yeah, the Zurich Classic.
And they were 11 over par, 83 in the alternate shot, and finished 24 shots off of, not the lead, cut.
That shows you how hard golf is. Yeah, how good those guys are.
Two major winners, a former world number one. Yeah, golf is hard.
Yeah, John Daly still plays a lot. But that's golf.
That's right. Let's get to our LPGA leaderboard now here, brought to you by Puma Golf. A. Lim Kim is your leader right now as they are through two rounds of the Chevron Championship at the Woodlands Course in Texas. She's at 8 under par. Megan Kang is one back at minus 7. Also, Lilia Vu is one back at minus 7. The group that are two back at minus 6 include Nelly Korda. And another large group at 5 under par that are three back includes Brooke Henderson.
Ah, some good golf this weekend to watch.
For sure. Yep. All right. Let's pick up on our tip of the week here to finish off the show here. We mentioned last segment, slow play has been a topic on the PGA Tour. Patrick Cantlay has been getting called out about it. Interviews asked him about it this week. He admitted, he says, I'm slower than average.
Is slow on the tour.
Yes, but he said, look, he goes, we are keeping up with the group in front of us. I have not been put on the clock. He said, if I'm not put on the clock, what should I do to change then? So, I mean, this is a bigger problem than just Patrick Cantlay. This has been developing for years, we know.
He does have a point, and it's difficult when someone you're administering a tournament about slow play. Typically, if there's a gap in front of you, that's when right. that's when the problem is.
Yeah, you get up to the tee, and you're like, no one's on this hole. They're already on the next hole. Like, that's a sign when you're playing out right. on your course.
What's the old saying? Yeah, right. I didn't wait all day. Everybody behind you waited. That's why. But yeah, it's you know, they're very methodical. You know, that's why they don't play in foursomes and stuff like that to get the rounds in quicker. They do walk. Typically, walking does help you speed up. But, you know, I don't know how you're going to solve it, because once one group is slow, you're slow for the rest of the day. You can't play any faster than the group in front of you. No one plays through anybody on the PGA Tour. It right. just doesn't happen. But it starts in college. You know, college events are brutally slow. And it's, things like aim point, you know, and going back to the book and changing clubs and throwing grass in the air. You know, if you play... If you're a golfer out there, there is nothing worse than being branded as a slow player. And then no one wants to play with you. And people will avoid playing with you because yeah. you're slow, because it ruins everybody else's enjoyment of the day. Even if you're kind of keeping up with the group, be ready to hit when it's your turn. It's the simplest thing in the world. Just, you know, when other people, Matthew Fitzpatrick was doing a great job. You know, when other players were hitting, you see him go through his book, go through his yardage, his turn, gets up, rips it.
You're a strong proponent of a pre-shot routine. I know
Correct.
That.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean it has to last 5 minutes, right?
Correct.
And it also doesn't mean you can't start it even if it's not your turn. Like you said, you can start to get ready, right?
Yeah, I always start, you know, I'm always looking at my yardage while the other players are hitting and figuring out what club I have. And if you're waiting till it's your turn to start doing that, that's like rule number one to avoid in slow play. You know, picking up when it's... is not a bad thing in golf, too. You know, if you're not really keeping score, sometimes it's just good to pick up. But there's a lot of things, you know, I think if on the PGA Tour, if they got rid of the standing astride the line, the aim point thing seems to really slow up guys on the green. A lot of people are fast until they get to the green also, and then they really start to slow down. I don't know how you change it on the PGA Tour, you know, that first group, unless you put time limits or a shot clock on people and you actually started penalizing. But what happens if someone barks out and, you know, something in your routine's broken
yeah.
or something happens somewhere on the golf course where you then, you know, there's all these gray areas, which makes it tough to enforce. So it becomes a culture thing in my mind.
I will say, I think if they wanted to do something about it, they could.
Because Major League Baseball did?
Because look at what... I'm so glad you brought that up. That's exactly what I was going to say. Major League Baseball, we were seeing it last year, the minor leagues. We saw it at the like Bison's games that, hey, they put a pitch clock on it. The time of the game significantly went down. Mm-hmm. These are the best athletes in the world playing their sport. These baseball players are the best in the world. They adjusted. We thought, oh, my goodness, there's no way Major League players are going to go through. These pitchers are going to fight it. They've adjusted. The time of the games now, instead of being 3+ hours, have come down into the 220s and the 230s. It's made it more enjoyable for everybody. The pace of play is so much better. So if I'm like, okay, look, it can happen in baseball. The best baseball players in the world adjusted to it. I'm not saying that players immediately may love it, but they adjust to it. There's got to be something that if the PGA Tour values it, they could do something about it.
Why not take an event and just run a shot clock at an event? How do you administer a shot clock to each group all over the golf course?
It's hard. At a stadium, you can put the clock in center field and the clock behind the catcher, but what do you do at a golf course?
Right. And I understand sometimes you have a difficult shot or you have an awkward yardage and it may take a little bit longer, but hey, walk faster to the next shot then, or do whatever you can, or have a timeline. You know, if you don't get it, we used to run Monday events where it was done in 4.5 hours or whatever. So however many holes you played, you're done, so you can start dinner. So especially if you're the first people out during the day, you've got to play quickly because everybody behind you at a busy facility can only play as fast as you played. And it's always the simplest stuff, Brian. People become distracted or they're taking videos or whatever. They're on their phone and they're just not ready to hit when it's their turn.
Little stuff even like, you know, leave your bag on the side where the next hole is, not on the other side of the green.
The
little
stuff you
like
teach
that.
Junior golf.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, what do? You're getting ready to hit. It's your turn. Leave your bag here. Right. That's where you're walking to the next.
Hey, guess
hole.
What? You've already putted out. Go grab the flag. Go grab your buddy's wedge that's sitting by the side of the green. Get all that stuff ready.
Help them out. Don't write the score down on the green.
Yeah.
No,
when you get to the next tee box.
Yeah, I see that all the time. People are
counting,
pointing. Yeah. What'd you get? While they're standing next to the pin. You know, so little things like that can certainly expedite the game and make it better for everybody.
Well said. Good tip. Thank you, Jeff. I want to thank everybody here at Lancaster Country Club for their warm hospitality. Christina Bennett, the general manager, Kathy Simi, the Women's Associate President. We appreciate them coming on earlier in the show. Also, Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship Director. Thanks to Brian, and good luck to everybody at Oak Hill. We'll, of course, be there and give you some good coverage all week long. Thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding 5-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tee to Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Nick Lotempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Barn Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
History will be made this summer at the Porter Cup. For the first time in its 64 years, the Porter Cup will be a combined men's and women's event. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston will once again host this great annual amateur golf event from Wednesday, July 12th through Saturday, July 15th. The tournament has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. Spectators are welcome and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit PorterCup.com and follow them on social media at PorterCup. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges Fitting Studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
7:51. Welcome back here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel with you, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. It's a time now for a check of our PGA Tour leaderboards. This week it is a team event. We heard earlier this week, earlier in the show, Kevin Sylvester down at the Zurich Classic, a partner format this week on the PGA Tour, and it's a little different because they play different formats. Thursday, the best ball or better ball format. And then yesterday, Jeff, a really tough format, alternate shot, which is tough to play.
Yeah, it feels like there's more pressure on you when you hit a bad shot. You'd rather hit it just for yourself and do the recovery. When you put your partner in a bad spot, it never feels good.
Yeah, Bo Hostler and Wes Clark are your leaders right now. Wyndham Clark, rather, excuse me, are your leaders right now. They are at 16 under par, and then a large group that are tied right now at 15 under par also that includes Sungjae Im and Keith Mitchell. Those two are playing together. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, maybe the biggest headline pair. They're in a tie for fourth right now at minus 14.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Golf Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. And we have the Club Corp Classic in Las Colinas Country Club. And in first is Alex Chayka, Rob LeBritz, who's a club pro, Mark Hensby, and they're all at 5 under. Also, just as a note, we had David Duval and John Daly play in this event this week. They struggled a tiny bit. How far back did they say?
Yeah, they played in the Zurich Classic.
Yeah, the Zurich Classic.
And they were 11 over par, 83 in the alternate shot, and finished 24 shots off of, not the lead, cut.
That shows you how hard golf is. Yeah, how good those guys are.
Two major winners, a former world number one. Yeah, golf is hard.
Yeah, John Daly still plays a lot. But that's golf.
That's right. Let's get to our LPGA leaderboard now here, brought to you by Puma Golf. A. Lim Kim is your leader right now as they are through two rounds of the Chevron Championship at the Woodlands Course in Texas. She's at 8 under par. Megan Kang is one back at minus 7. Also, Lilia Vu is one back at minus 7. The group that are two back at minus 6 include Nelly Korda. And another large group at 5 under par that are three back includes Brooke Henderson.
Wow, some good golf this weekend to watch.
For sure. Yep. All right. Let's pick up on our tip of the week here to finish off the show here. We mentioned last segment, slow play has been a topic on the PGA Tour. Patrick Cantlay has been getting called out about it. Interviews asked him about it this week. He admitted, he says, I'm slower than average.
Which is slow on the tour.
Yes, but he said, look, he goes, we are keeping up with the group in front of us. I have not been put on the clock. He said, if I'm not put on the clock, what should I do to change then? So, I mean, this is a bigger problem than just Patrick Cantlay. This has been developing for years, we know.
He does have a point, and it's difficult when someone you're administering a tournament about slow play. Typically, if there's a gap in front of you, that's when right. that's when the problem is.
Yeah, you get up to the tee, and you're like, no one's on this hole. They're already on the next hole. Like, that's a sign when you're playing out on your course.
What's the old saying? Yeah, right. I didn't wait all day. Everybody behind you waited. That's why. But, yeah, it's you know, they're very methodical. You know, that's why they don't play in foursomes and stuff like that to get the rounds in quicker. They do walk. Typically, walking does help you speed up. But, you know, I don't know how you're going to solve it. Because once one group is slow, you're slow for the rest of the day. You can't play any faster than the group in front of you. No one plays through anybody on the PGA Tour. It just doesn't happen. But it starts in college. You know, college events are brutally slow. And it's, things like aim point. You know, and going back to the book and changing clubs and throwing grass in the air. You know, if you play, if you're a golfer out there is nothing worse than being branded as a slow player. And then no one wants to play with you. And people will avoid playing with you because you're slow, because it ruins everybody else's enjoyment of the day. Even if you're kind of keeping up with the group, be ready to hit when it's your turn. It's the simplest thing in the world. Just, you know, when other people, Matthew Fitzpatrick was doing a great job. You know, when other players were hitting, you see him go through his book, go through his yardage, his turn, gets up, rips it.
You're a strong proponent of a pre-shot routine. I know that.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean it has to last 5 minutes, right?
Correct.
And it also doesn't mean you can't start it even if it's not your turn. Like you said, you can start to get ready, right?
Yeah, I always start, you know, I'm always looking at my yardage while the other players are hitting and figuring out what club I have. And if you're waiting till it's your turn to start doing that, that's like rule number one to avoid in slow play. You know, picking up when it's is not a bad thing in golf, too. You know, if you're not really keeping score, sometimes it's just good to pick up. But there's a lot of things. You know, I think if on the PGA Tour, if they got rid of the standing astride the line, the aim point thing seems to really slow up guys on the green. A lot of people are fast until they get to the green also, and then they really start to slow down. I don't know how you change it on the PGA Tour. You know, that first group, unless you put time limits or a shot clock on people and you actually started penalizing. But what happens if someone barks out and, you know, something in your routine's broken?
Yeah.
Or something happens somewhere on the golf course where you, then, you know, there's all these gray areas, which makes it tough to enforce. So it becomes a culture thing in my mind.
I will say, I think if they wanted to do something about it, they could.
Because Major League Baseball did?
Because look at what I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's exactly what I was going to say. Major League Baseball, we were seeing it last year, the minor leagues. We saw it at the like Bison's games that, hey, they put a pitch clock on it. The time of the game significantly went down. The athlete, these are the best athletes in the world playing their sport. These baseball players are the best in the world. They adjusted. We thought, oh my goodness, there's no way Major League players are going to go through. These pitchers are going to fight it. These batter, they've adjusted. The time of the games now, instead of being 3+ hours, have come down into the 220s and the 230s. It's made it more enjoyable for everybody. The pace of play is so much better. So if I'm like, okay, look, it can happen in baseball. The best baseball players in the world adjusted to it. I'm not saying that players immediately may love it, but they adjust to it. There's got to be something that if the PGA Tour values it, they could do something about it.
Why not take an event and just run a shot clock at an event? How do you administer a shot clock to each group all over the golf course?
It's hard. At a stadium, you can put, you know, the clock in center field and the clock behind the catcher. But what do you do at a golf course?
Right. And I understand sometimes you have a difficult shot or you have an awkward yardage and it may take a little bit longer. But, yeah, walk faster between to the next shot then, or do whatever you can, or have a timeline. You know, if you don't get it, we used to run Monday events where it was done in 4.5 hours or whatever. So however many holes you played, you're done, so you can start dinner. So especially if you're the first people out during the day, you've got to play quickly because everybody behind you at a busy facility can only play as fast as you played. And it's always the simplest stuff, Brian. People become distracted or they're taking videos or whatever. They're on their phone and they're just not ready to hit when it's their turn.
Little stuff, even like, you know, leave your bag on the side where the next hole is, not on the other side of the green.
The
little
stuff you
like
teach
that.
Junior golf.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. What do? You're getting ready to hit. It's your turn. Leave your bag here. Right. That's where you're walking to the next.
And guess
hole.
What? You've already putted out. Go grab the flag. Go grab your buddy's wedge that's sitting by the side of the green. Get all that stuff ready.
Help them out. Don't write the score down on the green.
Yeah.
No,
when you get to the next tee box.
Yeah, I see that all the time. People are
counting,
pointing. Yeah. What'd you get? While they're standing next to the pin. You know, so little things like that can certainly expedite the game and make it better for everybody.
Well said. Good tip. Thank you, Jeff. I want to thank everybody here at Lancaster Country Club for their warm hospitality. Christina Bennett, the general manager, Kathy Simi, the Women's Associated President. We appreciate them coming on earlier in the show. Also, Brian Carnes, the PGA Championship Director. Thanks to Brian, and good luck to everybody at Oak Hill. We'll, of course, be there and give you some good coverage all week long. Thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding 5-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tee to Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.